NLL Tonight, presented by Reebok Lacrosse on National Lacrosse League Radio. Andy McNamara alongside Carlin Gay. Follow us on Twitter at AndyMC81 and at Carlin Gay. Email us to NLLTonight at NLL.com. Find us on iTunes. Carlin, we promise the fans a big show this week.
Yes, we did.
And oh my, do we deliver. Washington Stealth, Reese Dutch joins us, and the in-game hostess with the mostest, Shannon Kelly from the Toronto Rock. Always a good time.
Love is in the air.
Absolutely. Valentine's Day and charity talk with her. Carlin, streaks continued last week in the NLL. The Colorado Mammoth, who are on a bye, are 5-0, and the Washington Stealth have a win. What more do you want?
Playing good lacrosse or what? These guys are on fire, to say the least.
Well, no doubt. And the byes this week, Toronto and Colorado. Matchups for this week, Edmonton Rush head into Minnesota. Now, Minnesota, we remember, came off Tyler Carlson in net. Got that huge win. Shocked everybody. Carlson, he got defeated by Rochester at home, 16-14. So not the sophomore debut they were looking for, but they'll look for redemption against an Edmonton Rush team that has been inconsistent, to say the least.
An Edmonton Rush team, very inconsistent. They started off the season on that big victory, and then ever since then, down 2-0. And they had a chance to win this game this past weekend late against Colorado, but shot themselves in the foot with a couple penalties down the stretch.
Yeah, costly penalties. Of course, John Grant Jr. We just gush about this gentleman. And Adam Jones, both, by the way, selected as starters to the West All-Star team.
And players and player of the month and rookie of the month as well.
And goaltender for Colorado, Chris Levis, also starter for the West. It's all Colorado.
They should have just had the entire Colorado Mammoth on the All-Star lineup and just be done with it.
Well, and Carlin, if that's not enough weapons for the Colorado Mammoth, then we'll move on. Rookie Jordan McBride. So you have Adam Jones. Jordan McBride comes out, gets his first career 3-goal game.
And we can talk about the stats all day long, but the one that really sticks out to me right now, Andy, we know it's a short season.
Mm-hmm.
You have
16
to
games.
Every single game counts. When you look at them, 5-0 is huge, but 4-0 in the division to me is even bigger. If it comes down late in the season to tiebreakers, these guys are taking care of their home, their in-division games.
Yeah, well, head coach and GM Derek Keenan for Edmonton said, "We didn't lose in the last 5 minutes." So although the game got out of control,
he says they had
a ton of chances to score and win the game. They just didn't bury him, and you know that's
it's
fair.
True.
But Colorado, that veteran presence and the young guns coming up, just buried Edmonton. They're going to have to find a way. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves in the exact same spot they did last year at the bottom of the West.
It was a close game. Last 5 minutes, things unravel when you're playing a man down. You cannot give Colorado these type of chances. That's what happened to Edmonton. Edmonton's going to have to bounce back quickly and not get themselves into a hole. Luckily for them, they're not the only team in the West struggling right now. So that's a good sign for Edmonton.
Yeah, and let's move on now. Minnesota doubleheader action, so we'll talk more about them in a moment. The second game on Friday, what a great Western battle. Calgary heading into Washington. Remember,
haven't seen Calgary in a while.
The Roughnecks, they were on the bye last week. The Roughnecks started the year beating Toronto, defeating Washington, and now it's time for Washington to have a chance at redemption after picking up their first win in Buffalo in overtime.
And what a win. A monkey off the back of Washington. And talk about tough venues to get the job done. You go into Bandit Land in that first Niagara Center down there in Buffalo. That crowd eats you alive.
Yeah.
Between them and the Philadelphia Crowleys, that crowd, it rivals each other. But a tough place to get a W. Reese Clutch Dutch.
He'll be joining us later.
Later on in the program.
Only the best.
Stepped up in OT.
Well, a minute 13 into overtime to capitalize on his 8-point night. 4 goals, 4 assists. Lewis Ratcliffe coming out of his shell also.
Big time.
Those two gentlemen, let's call a spade a spade. That's why the Washington Stealth weren't winning. You talk about all the transition and defense, but if Reese Dutch and Lewis Ratcliffe do not get you points, you will not win.
Ratcliffe stepped up, 3 goals, 3 assists. When you get that type of production from your big guns, and they're firing on all cylinders, they can make a run now, and they get the luxury of playing another struggling team in Edmonton, so it's going to be a good battle.
Well, they of course, are hosting Calgary.
Calgary, sorry.
We were talking. Come on, Carl. Get your head in the game.
I was thinking Alberta.
Battle of Alberta. Well, you get a rested Calgary Roughnecks franchise and a Calgary team who started hot, as we said, now 2-2. So they've been scouting. They know the Washington Stealth. And the thing with Calgary, Carlin, is there's so many different weapons. No one's in the top 10 in scoring.
Ranger.
Yep.
You can name them all. Evans.
Well, Sean Evans, guest on this show. Curtis Dixon, Dixon as well. It's one of those situations where who do you key in on? There's not that stud where, let's say, for Washington, hey, if you shut down Dutch and Ratcliffe, you're probably going to win.
That's right.
But Calgary is a formidable opponent. Can Washington come back off of that emotional overtime victory? That'll be a key. And Washington's not out of the woods yet, not by a long shot.
No.
They're still in the basement.
They're in the basement, 0-2 in the division as well. Mm-hmm. So this is a huge game for them. They got to take care of their home floor.
Yeah, and they've been so good at home. So that could be game of the weekend right there.
I think it is.
Calgary at Washington. Then we move to Sunday. No Saturday game, so Sunday, Rochester heading into Minnesota, a rematch from the other week, from last week, where Rochester won 16-14.
Home and home. I love those home and home.
Yeah.
You get a chance to see a mini playoff is what I call it. And if you're Rochester, you're not playing your best right now.
No.
You do get the W. You're under 500. You're not playing your best. They have an opportunity now to get that one moment that will take them throughout the entire year. If they're able to get a sweep here, back-to-back, right, a victory at home, now heading on the road to get the job done. That could turn the season around. Matt Vince, I think, has finally caught his stride.
Yeah, and it's such a short climb so far in the East Division. So the Toronto Rocks sit at the top 3-2. Then you have Philly.
And they were on the bottom a couple of weeks ago.
And that's why, especially in the East, there's a bit more disparity in the West with Minnesota and Edmonton, little bit. But the East, there's no weak points. So you got Toronto, first place, one game up, 3-2. Philly, 500, 2-2. Bandits, 2-3. Rochester, 2-3. So Rochester wins, all of a sudden, they have the same amount of wins as the first place team, Toronto.
Yeah, and that team is sitting at home on a bye.
That's right.
So they can get up there in that first place and close the gap a little bit. And now, when you start playing in division opponents, that's when you separate yourselves.
And let's talk about some bright spots for the Minnesota Swarm. Jordan McIntosh, he played for the Rochester Institute of Technology, so a bit of a homecoming.
A little homecoming for him.
For him, and he was taken fourth overall in last year's draft. Won the NLL Rookie of the Week award a week ago, got his first hat trick. So Jordan McIntosh on a young Swarm team, which, Carlin, many of the players, because they're so young, haven't had a chance to see. So it could be a situation where, although Minnesota doesn't have, you know, the John Grants or the John Tavares, you could get snake bitten because you don't know what to expect. You can't scout them.
You can't scout them, and that's the thing about it. You walk into it not really knowing what to expect. You can get a team that's a Marco Polo. You never know what to get, but that also hurts them because on a night where you expect to win, you may not come out with your best effort, and then you fall in a loss in a game that you should win.
Well, and talking about Rochester, so Cody Jamison, we talk about ad nauseum, another 3 goals, 6 assists, 9.9.
The guy is just dominant, named to the All-Star starting lineup. Yeah. Down in Buffalo,
he'll obviously be playing.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
But
he's just a tremendous talent. And you named, what is his?
The Six Nation sensation.
There he is.
Cody Jamison.
Jamison.
Unstoppable in the East.
Flat-out star in this league. And you just have to, it gives defensive fits. The minute he touches the ball, even when he doesn't have the ball, his play off the ball, you just have to know where he is on the floor at all times or he's going to burn you.
And Carlin, I would argue he has the fastest full stop to sprint speed in the league. Like, he's gone. You turn your head, he's gone.
Tremendous.
And that's it. But the story for me for the Nighthawks, Corey Vitarelli, 4 goals, 3 assists, and that's what this Rochester team can do. They can lull you and have guys jump up like a Sean Keogh, like a Corey Vitarelli, who has a tremendous game. And is he going to be able to follow that up with another strong performance in Minnesota?
And that's what will push them over the edge into the top of the East Division if they want to contend and be there, because they don't depend on Cody Jamison to be Superman every night.
Very true.
He's going to get his points, but if you can get other guys around you that are going to elevate their game, that's what will bring Cody Jamison to another level, if he can get players around him to play to the level that he's playing.
Well, and credit to Rochester. Let's remember, at the half, they were trailing 9-6. Okay, so Minnesota Swarm going in, say, hey, you know what? We got some momentum. We got some life. We're building back, looking to go above 500. And Micah Kersey, the wily vet, goes into the locker room, says, boys, take pride in your jersey.
Yeah.
Take pride in yourself. No one does that more than Cody Jameson. No one thinks that more and leads by example than Micah Kersey. And they came down from a 9-6 deficit to take it 16-14.
Oh, by the way, they have Matt Vincent at.
And they have the best goaltender in the NHL.
Yeah, no big deal.
Although, not according to, as we move to our next game, Buffalo at Philly, heading in to wing country.
Yes.
Mike Thompson of the Buffalo Bandits named starting goaltender for the East.
Starting goaltender, and if you watch that game and that game alone, you would say, what were the voters thinking?
I think it was the time of the vote, because remember, Buffalo, 2-0, Mike Thompson.
Yeah, he started hot.
He had the best record. I voted for Matt Vince myself to start in net, but I'll say it. But hey, Mike Thompson, obviously not a bad choice. Buffalo, the wheels look to fall off there. 3 in a row? The Buffalo Bandits? That's Buffalo tough. Bandits don't lose 3 in a row, Carl.
No.
They don't lose 3 in a row.
They normally don't, especially at home. They're losing games at home, Andy, and that's the tough part for Buffalo Bandit fans. I mean, you set yourself up for victory when you have that seventh man in the crowd going nuts.
Oh yeah.
And when players can go into an arena and be feared and not play at the top of their game, that's when you have them. But now I guess players are going in there and they're not fearing the Bandits as much at home, which is turning things around.
Well, it's also one of those cases, and it's not new, but you can embrace the energy from a visitor standpoint. You're in a hopping arena.
But not everyone
it's
can
exciting.
Do it. Not everyone can do it.
They're very true. So for the Buffalo Bandits side, I think the killer was the return of Brett Bucktooth, who was unceremoniously booted out of Buffalo. Get out of Buffalo, pal. Go to Washington. Washington picks him up. Brett Bucktooth, one of my favorite names to call, by the way. Bucktooth. 2 goals and an assist in... He got an assist on the third goal. Brett Bucktooth, difference maker, and obviously can provide that strategy. Playing his whole career in Buffalo.
And obviously, when you play in a team, you know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
I'm sure he tipped the hand of the Bandits
to his
coaching staff and the rest of his players. But that's another one of those in-season moments when you have a player returning, you kind of want to win it for your brother. You kind of want to win it for that guy that's sitting next to you in the locker room. This could spark Washington and get them going. I'm sure when we talk to Reese a little later on in the program, he will say those exact same things. This is one of those wins that could spark them.
Well, for Buffalo, assistant coach Rich Kilgore said the last couple of games they've been going down 3 or 4 goals early. So the Bandits, more of a veteran squad. And you see that sometimes, Carlin, in veteran clubs. They start off slower, but what that does is it puts you in a hole. And if you give a team the caliber of the Washington Stealth, underperforming or not, a chance to go up on you, this is what you get. However, still keep down to the wire. Was forced to OT.
It's forced to OT, but the man they call Kutch got it done.
Yep, minute 13 in, and so the Buffalo Bandits head back looking for more answers. Unfamiliar territory.
Tough.
Winless in their last three, so 2-3. Of course, the Philadelphia Wings, who...
Sorry, Andy, what was that?
Well, you call it the Crowleys, but... You didn't score a second half goal.
Well, he scored a goal, though.
Toronto, he did.
He scored a goal. Hey, listen, Toronto was playing great.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't normally say it. You lose Colin Doyle.
Yep.
You lose
Blaine Manning. Yep.
And then you wonder, where's the offense going to come from?
Yeah.
Josh Sanderson steps up and in.
Sanderson.
Whew.
Yeah, he's a little stick of dynamite. Josh Sanderson coming around. So 15-6 Toronto.
And we got to shout out Billings as well. Garrett Billings.
Oh,
he's
absolutely
playing well as well.
Garrett Billings has stepped up. He's playing the best lacrosse of his career. Okay? 8 assists, 9 points versus Philly.
Terrific.
Set up man. And he was actually picking up the goal scoring side. Traditionally, he's a setup man. He's the guy who's going to set up LeBron.
You call him
Billings.
The waiter. He's setting the table, baby.
Josh Sanderson, of course, named NLL's Offensive Player of the Week a week ago. Another hat trick. Third straight hat trick for Sanderson.
And guess what? Third straight victory. For the Toronto Rock, and carrying them is the man Sanderson.
But to not score a second half goal, and I'm going to read a quote here from co-captain Big Dan Dawson.
Big Dan Dawson laid it out.
He says, being held scoreless in the second half is unacceptable. We got outworked. We got outplayed.
Those are two words you never want to hear.
It was pretty embarrassing.
Those are two words you never want to hear.
No.
After a game.
And this
outworked, outplayed.
Yeah. And it's unheard of. It's like it's almost like in basketball, if a team doesn't score a point for a quarter.
Yeah.
Like it's unheard of.
But listen, you can talk all you want about the inability of Philadelphia to put the ball in the net, but let me tell you something. Matt Roick is playing terrific lacrosse.
No doubt.
In that second half, shutting a team out, he's showing everybody, he's silencing all the critics that kept saying, oh, what about Whipper?
Where's the whip?
Where's the Whipper? It was 3 weeks ago, Andy, they were calling for the Whipper to come back out of retirement. Now he's shutting everybody up. Good for you, Matt Roick.
Well, let's take a look at a couple of these stats here. So 28 second half shots, okay? However, 23 of those were in the final quarter. So that means Philadelphia, did you have a nap in the locker room? Did you not think you maybe needed to press a little bit more? But Matt Roick here, and second in the NLL, 9.67 goals against. Tied for third with a save percentage of 769. That's only going to go up. We've talked about it, Carlin. Matt Roick is an emotional goaltender, but when you get him on that good emotion, hard to beat.
He's red hot right now. I would argue that he's playing the best in the league as we speak.
Well, it is hard to argue. From and Toronto, again, on the bye week, Philadelphia, so many weapons.
It's almost a bad thing for Toronto to be on the bye week right now.
Well, yeah,
the way they're playing. They're red hot.
Yeah, you want to keep
going. Don't want to take that break.
And a team like Philadelphia with Dan Dawson, with Kevin Crowley, and you can't come up with that. And Brandon Miller, who was ice cold. Now, he was in the deep freeze. If there's some colder than deep freeze, absolute zero maybe.
Oh, he's not
to start the year.
He's not going to be on the fantasy.
To start the year. But then, he rebounded. Brandon Miller, comeback kid. And now 15 goals, which, you know, isn't a terrible amount. But when your club gets you 6 goals, what are you supposed to do?
Where's David Brock? Where's Merrill?
Yeah.
Where are these guys that need to be the supporting cast for Dawson and Crowley? You need to help.
Well, stud like Merrill, yeah.
Where's Merrill? He scored one goal. That's inexcusable. But Matt Roick, you played your butt off, son.
Yep. Absolutely. And those are the games of the week. So Friday and Sunday. But Carlin, huge show coming
up.
Who do we got?
So we got the man they call Clutch, Reese Dutch.
After the
break and a little later on, we'll talk to Shannon. Love is in the air.
And fantasy,
of course,
talk too.
Some fantasy talk, as always, are hot, are not all. Next on the National Lacrosse League Radio Network.
This is Colin Doyle, captain of the Toronto Rock, and you're listening to NLL Tonight.
Back on the NLL Tonight, Andy McNamara with Carlin Gay. We are so happy to welcome here from the Washington Stealth, one of the premier players in the entire National Lacrosse League, Reese Clutch Dutch. Welcome to NLL Tonight, sir.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, Reese, let's get right to it. So, huge win this past weekend in Buffalo. Heading into First Niagara Center, that is a rabid environment at the best of times. And those Bandit fans, they're crazy. So a huge task having to go in and pick up your first win. Tell us a little bit about the pressure you and your teammates felt. Squeezing the sticks, I'm sure, a little bit tighter. 0-3 to begin the year, first time in franchise history. What was the mindset heading into Buffalo?
I think it's almost the reverse for us. I think we were squeezing our sticks a little too tight to start the season. I think we all had such high expectations for ourselves that, you know, we were afraid to make any mistake. And then as soon as we did, it was almost instant panic. So I think the atmosphere going into Buffalo, it's a great place to play. You know, like you said, it's a great atmosphere. I mean, probably more so for Buffalo than it is for the visiting team. But either way, it's good for lacrosse, and it's a great atmosphere to be in, right? So I think it was a little bit of excitement. Took the pressure off ourselves, you know, address the problems that we've been having in the beginning of the year, and just kind of try to take a more relaxed feeling into the game. You know, if you play like you can't lose, generally that's what happens.
Reese, I've been on this program on record asking the question, what has happened to the Washington Stealth all year long? The beginning of the season, you start 0-3. Is there an answer to that question, or is it something you guys look at yourselves and at game tape at something that it's an easy fix, or is this going to take a longer process?
Well, I mean, if it was something that was easily fixed, we probably would have been, we wouldn't have been 0-3, right? It took us
true enough
better part of a month to try and figure it out. But, you know, I think we're definitely heading in the right direction. We're having some team functions this week to get our psyche heading in the right direction. And, you know, I think the win really helped us too. I think going into the season, we were confident, but a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I think this win just helped us restore some confidence. I mean, as a team, but for myself as well. I think, you know, it's that win really did a lot for our team.
Well, great performance for not just yourself, but also Lewis Ratcliffe. And quite a bit of pressure being put on both of you gentlemen to turn this thing around. So yourself, 4 goals, 4 assists, and especially in overtime. So it, not only is the win so close, you can taste it. It's overtime. And you step up huge. And, of course, Lewis with 3 goals and three helpers as well. So with the addition of Brett Bucktooth, Jeff Sawicki goes down. We'll get to that in a moment. But Brett Bucktooth, been a Bandit his whole career. Did he have any extra tips or advice to give you guys heading into Buffalo?
You know, he did. I think, I mean, like you said, he spent his whole career in Buffalo, so he knows that organization inside and out. And, I mean, he offered us a lot of insight as individual players, but also just, you know, the way they'd be running a practice or, you know, the way they shoot on Thompson. And, you know, he had a lot of insight and he helped us a lot. I mean, not to mention 2 huge goals during the game as well, so... I think he's just been an awesome addition to our team. You know, I mean, a bit of a rough game for him to come into that egg we laid against Edmonton a couple weeks ago. But other than that, I'm really happy with our pickup, and I'm just kind of feel like we stole him from the Bandits, that's for sure.
Now, we talk about one of the pickups that you get, but you also lost a terrific player in Jeff Sawicki. What do you lose in a guy like that in the locker room and also on the floor?
I mean, like you just said, such a terrific player. I mean, I know I owe a lot to him just for my own personal career. He's such a leader, and I mean, his skill level, his skill set is one that I've never seen, and we may never see again. Just his ability to finish around the net, and just to see offense as a whole, as opposed to just himself as an individual. So, I mean, his floor awareness and finishing skill is, you can't replace that. But I mean, lucky for us, he's still around our team. He's still on. He emails us all the time. He analyzes the game. He watches game tape. So he's still a big part of our team. But, I mean, yeah, you're definitely right. We miss him on the floor for sure.
Now, the starting lineups for the All-Star game came out today. You go through the list. There's not any stealth on the team, unfortunately. But there's a couple guys there. When you're at home watching games on the bye week, who do you like to see that's out of that All-Star lineup?
Well, who do I like to...
Who do you like to watch play when you're at home? There's the All-Star vote. The All-Star starting lineup came out today. Out of the All-Stars, who do you like watching?
I mean, you got to go with Junior. He's been a fan favorite, a personal favorite to watch. The hands he's got with the stick is just unbelievable. I mean, I like Scott Ranger. He's such an accurate shooter. I love his outside game. And you know, Tracy Kaluski, I mean, we just played him, but I love watching him play. The heart that guy brings as well as his skill, and he's been a favorite player of mine since I was growing up. So, I mean, those are a few guys. I mean, I know Tracy's an Eastern guy, but I think those are probably my favorite 3 guys to watch.
We're joined now by Reese Dutch of the Washington Stealth. So, Reese, let's move to this week. Can't live in the past, we know, but 1-3 for the Stealth, only onwards and upwards, I'm sure, for the 2-time defending West Division champions. Taking on the Calgary Roughnecks, so they're coming off the bye week. They've had a chance to recharge their batteries and get set. Who do you believe yourself and the team as a whole, you really have to kind of hone in on for the Calgary Roughnecks? Obviously a Sean Evans, but is there anybody who might be flying under the radar a little bit?
Flying under the radar? I mean, the thing with Calgary is, I mean, there's an article on IL Indoor today, I think, with the Moneyballer thing, just explaining how diversified their offense is. You know, they don't have anybody in the top 10 of the money ball, but that's because you can't just key on one guy on their team. I think key to controlling their team is, I mean, well, first of all, we got to control Jeff Snyder off the faceoff. We can't let him start creating transition opportunities, and, you know, we got to control that. But then, I mean, you got to watch Curtis Dixon. He could go off for 4 or 5 on.
Yeah.
He's, you know, and Conway, when he gets hot shooting from the outside, I mean, it's hard to single out one guy on the team. And I mean, that's a good problem for them to have, but, you know, that's it makes our job a lot tougher in the scouting, that's for sure.
Speaking of that scouting report, what do you guys need to do heading into this game to get the W?
We got to carry our carry the confidence, but also we got to play a little more relaxed. You know, I think you know, we got to remember that we are a skilled team, and it's more about us as opposed to who we're playing. You know, we got to make sure we're doing the things we need to do right. As cliche as it sounds, you know, I mean box lacrosse is box lacrosse. It's kind of, you know, it's almost like NHL hockey. You know, you can't change your entire game plan from game to game. You just got to kind of stick to what works and then make small adjustments to it.
That is Reese Stutch of the Washington Stealth coming off the team's first victory of the season. When we come back, we'll be talking to Shannon Kelly. Little Valentine's Day in the air. next on the National Lacrosse League Network.
This is Sean Evans from the Calgary Roughnecks, and you're watching the NLL Tonight.
Back to the NLL Tonight, Andy McNamara with Carlin Gay, and we are so happy to welcome to the program the in-game hostess with the mostest of the Toronto Rock, the beautiful, talented Shannon Kelly. Welcome.
Thank you. That was a lovely introduction.
How is that for an intro, eh? Not bad for a guy who's losing his voice.
I know. I kind of want to tape it and play it back.
It's been too long, Shannon. It has been way too
long.
Well, Shannon,
how are you guys?
We're great. We're great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This weekend was a blast, so having a good time.
Great finish for The Rock in Philly, so 3 in a row after that 0-2 start. Few things different this year. Of course, you were a big part of bringing and helping to select the new Rock cheerleaders that perform at the Air Canada Centre for Toronto Rock home games. Tell us a little bit about the process, the selection process, and how you feel it's been going so far.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there for the actual selection, but I definitely sent out a few feelers to some girls who I thought would be great for the team, which is nice. And, you know, working with girls that I've done some cheerleading with in the past for a Toronto team was a lot of fun. So game days are great for me. You know, I have some great girls, and I did a video with them last week for Rockin' the Mic and introduced the captains and a few other girls on the team. And they are just the most lovely and talented group of girls I've ever had the opportunity to work with. So it's been great. And, you know, they went through an audition process where they do a dance that they learn that day, and then they have an interview process, just because, you know, it's not about going out there and dancing. These girls are representing this team, and it's a fantastic organization. So it really is about having a great personality and being involved in the community. So I think, you know, we really stepped it up this year with these girls. They're fantastic.
Now, you are the in-game hostess of the Toronto Rock. We talk about you, Andy and I do, a lot of the times. We tweet about you most of the time. But what else around the game has the Rock added to the in-game experience for any fan that comes down and visits the ACC for a Toronto Rock game?
Yeah, I mean, it's just different. I always say, come once and you'll be hooked. It's one of those things where it's just entertainment overload, and our guys are entertaining enough on the floor for you to buy your ticket. But then you have our cheerleaders, and I will probably talk your ear off by giving away promos and things. Like, we have great sponsors on board. Backley Construction is fantastic. They give away a 32-inch flat screen TV at our games.
That's right.
And we have Porter Airlines, who gives away a trip for two. I mean, you don't go to any other sporting event and win a trip for two ever. That doesn't happen. So, I mean, you can come and walk away with some pretty good swag, which is awesome. And really, we just try to make it like one big living room. So, you know, it's not stuffy. It's not business or anything like that. It's really about a bunch of people who love one team getting together, you know, getting loud, being proud, and enjoying a game like they're in their living room.
And speaking of enjoying a game like you're in your living room, or actually, no, let's not talk about the living room. Continue to talk about the in-game experience. You do a lot of traveling. We were just talking about it off air, the different venues that you went to or different type of lacrosse arenas you went to around the league. Is the ACC, is Toronto the hottest arena in the entire league?
Of course. That's a crazy question.
Not Buffalo. Buffalo's crazy.
Okay. So obviously, I'm going to be the most biased person ever when you're talking about in-game experience in the NLL. But one other game I love going to is, of course, going to Buffalo games. Like, road tripping down there, especially with our fans on game night, is so much fun. And, you know, I'll hand it to Buffalo. They are the loudest arena when you go, and they just love their boys as much as our fans love our team. So going down there is a different experience, of course, especially because they don't have a female voice. They don't have, you know, someone like me who's running around giving away things. So it's definitely solely about their fans and the game, and that's it. So it's going to be a different experience depending on where you go, and I love both of them. So I'm glad that we have an arena that's so close that's really fun to go to as well, because I do love going on road trips and going to see our guys. And I even went to Philadelphia my first year, another great place to go. So I've been lucky. Yeah.
Well, Shannon, now let's take us through this charity event. Very exciting. You've told us a little bit about it. It's called Love a Heart. It's coming up. Tell us what that is, how people can participate, and about the whole event.
Yeah, Love a Heart is an event that I've been really excited to be a part of. I was a bachelorette last year. So first of all, it's a bachelor and bachelorette auction.
Okay.
And last year, the first year, I was a bachelorette and I was auctioned off for the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And it is Heart Month. And we're really just trying to raise money for the Heart and Stroke Foundation the best way we know how, and that is selling off single people in Toronto. So I have been asked to host it this year, which is a lot of fun. And we are actually auctioning off Matt Roik, our starting goalie. So he agreed to do it. I think I told him that it's, you know, not a big deal and don't worry about it, Matt. And, you know, of course he's super great and said that he would do it, but it's a little frightening. Like, I remember last year being a little nervous being up there. So it's okay. I'll auction off all the boys and I'll make sure they're all right.
Where can we get where can we get all the info, Shannon?
So it is on Facebook. If you search Love a Heart, there's a full Facebook page up there. And it's $5 cover to get in. It's at the Hideout in Toronto. And there are 10 guys up for auction. Actually, 11. We have a bonus. And 10 girls up for auction. You know, some of the girls are Kat, who hosts the Toronto Raptors. We have one of the Toronto Argonauts, Mike Bradwell, who will be auctioned off as well. A former NHLer. We have a couple TV hosts. Like, it's really going to be a great night, and it's $5 to get in, so that people want to obviously spend more money on the guys and the girls. And I was really lucky. Brent Frock Repeat, which is a Toronto startup, actually donated a dress for me to wear that night.
Wow,
so I will be
great.
All decked out tonight, ready to go.
Not bad. What day is it?
It is this Thursday, so February 9th, and it starts at 9:30 again at the Hideout. And there will be 5 guys and 5 girls going off at 9:30, and then we'll have a performance by the Indie winners in Canada. I think that's what they won, but they're called Tiny Danza, a really great band. And that at 11:30, we'll have the last auction block, and it'll be honestly, last year was so much fun. It was a wild night by the end of it, and I think it'll be even better this year, so I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you said there was a bonus bachelor. Is it Carlin? you can tell us, is it Carlin? Is he the bonus bachelor for the ladies? You want to draw him in? Got
Carlin
as number 11.
Carlin would go for the big bucks.
Listen, that wouldn't bring any ladies in. I'll tell you that, Andy. That would keep them away.
Oh,
it's a good thing.
We're trying to raise money.
We're trying to raise money.
Okay.
Probably pay to have me off stage. But speaking of bringing the ladies in, Shannon, this coming week, Valentine's Day, after, of course, this wonderful event that you guys are having Thursday night, Valentine's Day is next Tuesday. I need help. What should I do? And I'm sure some of the listeners at home who are listening, they probably need a new idea. Flowers are boring. You can bring the chocolates. You don't want your lady to get too big. So what can you do?
Jeez.
What can you do? Well, do you have a Valentine yet?
I'm working on it.
Not if he's calling her fat from buying her chocolates. He's not. My gosh.
She's going to have to lay it off
because
on this week.
I actually asked someone to be my Valentine, and they turned me down.
Whoa.
So they said they don't do Valentine's.
My. Well, that's not a smart individual.
I know. Heartbroken.
Oh,
so,
my. So what's your tip, Shannon? What's a good gift?
Well, saying yes first is a good gift. And then, what's the best gift you can do?
What?
The Rock is having a girls' night out on February 18th, and you should get her 2 tickets, and you can take her and have a lovely night out, because I don't think anything is more romantic than a Toronto Rock game.
Oh, I love the segue.
There
well done.
Go. Well done.
Well
don't
done,
you?
Shannon.
I know
my branding.
Shannon, we missed you. We hope
I miss you guys too.
Very soon.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll see you Wednesday.
You
night.
Will.
Wednesday night.
I know we're going out. We're going out for dinner on
that's
Wednesday.
That's right.
I'm excited.
We are.
Twitter.
There's our Valentine's Day.
Twitter, Carlin. Where can we find Shannon?
At Shan Kel. 2 N's. No, 1 N, 2 L's. I haven't done that.
We're out of practice.
Yeah.
No. 1 N, 2 L. At Shan Kel.
Shannon,
that's right,
the in-game hostess of the Toronto Rock, and very few people get to say this, our friends.
Yeah.
when we come back,
boys,
we will wrap this thing up.
Fantasy talk.
Fantasy talk.
Not the Valentine's Day
the
time.
The NLL tonight.
Hi, this is Reese Dutch from the Washington Stealth, and you are listening to the NLL Tonight.
Back to the NLL tonight. It is fantasy game time. But first, of course, thank you to our guest today, Washington Stealth's Reese Dutch, and in-game hostess for the Toronto Rock, Shannon Kelly. What a great show it's been. But Carlin, it is fantasy pick time. We're starting to improve. Well, I am. I'm on my way up. You're on your way to the middle.
Slowly making my way to the top. Slowly.
Of the middle.
Slowly. We're not even halfway through the season, though.
That is true. Who's your hot shot pick for the week?
Hot shot pick of the week. I looked at the schedule. I saw Philly struggle in scoring goals, so I had to go with the goaltender who is going to be playing against them this weekend, Mike Thompson. My man, I know I ripped him earlier on for being named a starter in the All-Star game, but he can get the job done, and he's seeing a team that's struggling in Philly heading in front of him who can't score.
Well, my hot shot, Mike Accursi, after giving that inspirational halftime speech to power Rochester over Minnesota.
They're all about the inspiration.
Hitting his stride. Oh, yeah. At $14, he's got 94 points in the season. This guy's hitting his stride. He's rolling now. Goal, Mike Accursi for 14. Carlin, who's your freezer burn?
Freezer burn? Gotta go with the
who's
same
chilly?
Game.
Who's chilling?
I'm staying with the Philadelphia Crowleys. And no, I'm not picking Crowley
okay.
to be my freezer burn. But I'm calling out Brody Merrill.
Okay.
He's named to an all-star as well. But he's not showing up for my fantasy team, Andy.
No one's done
he's
anything
not showing
last
up.
Week. I'm going to go...
One goal in a game. You kidding me?
Well, I'm going to go with Minnesota's Ryan Benesch. $24 at 70 points. Not bad. Not terrible numbers.
No.
But your money is better spent at $24. Hell, what, one more dollar? You pick up John Grant Jr.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah, you know, I would say overpriced
right
at Ryan Benesch at $24. Stay away from him. Spend your money on Mike Accursi. $14.
We'll be back, of course, next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.